Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. As with any counterintelligence investigation, this will also include an assessment of whether any crimes were committed.
That was Director of the FBI James Comey yesterday in a big hearing in the House Intelligence Committee. Joining us on the line right now, Sarah Carter, National Security Correspondent for Circa News. Sarah, it's good to have you on the show this morning. I've been very closely following your reporting, and I must say I think it's some of the sharpest, most cogent reporting on this topic that I've seen, so it's good to have you here to help us sort all this out. What did you take away from the FBI Director's testimony yesterday?
Well, I certainly think it was stunning that the FBI actually came forward with the permission of the DOJ. Remember, this was by the Department of Justice that allowed Director Comey to admit that there is a counterintelligence investigation into the Russian hacking, with the extension of any of Trump's associates along with that. That is something that we reported on actually a month ago. That the FBI was probing into the Russian hacking efforts, continually probing into it. And so we were able to report that. What we did report that he did not say at the hearing was the fact that to date, they have not found any evidence of collusion or criminal activity between Trump's team and the Russian hacking effort.
And now, by the way, there have been a lot of people, even Obama people, who have come out and said that they, you know, that's their understanding as well, that to date they've not found anything. Why do you think he wasn't willing to go forward and state at least that much, that to date, and our investigation continues, we have found nothing?
You know, I found that very interesting, and I don't really have an answer to that other than the fact that he was given parameters by the Department of Justice to address Congress in the open session on this. And I think that they put those parameters up, Brian. I think that that's what happened. You know, there's been a lot of talk, is this politicized? Why didn't he go as far as what Senator Grassley said? Senator Grassley said, I wish he would have told Congress what he told me behind closed doors. Mike Morrell, former acting CIA director, big supporter of Hillary Clinton, also made those same statements that they didn't find any evidence of collusion between Trump's camp and the Russian hackers or the Russian government's hacking capabilities with the DNC. So that was a very, very interesting. That was actually more interesting to me than him actually making that statement, because it did leave, as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said, this kind of cloud over the whole thing. We have been hearing not just from him, but even from former DNI Clapper, the director of national intelligence, who also made that statement on television, on NBC, actually. So these are very interesting times. I mean, this investigation could last 4 years, and we could not have closure for 2 years on this. Some of these CI investigations really last a long time. So I don't know where he goes from here. Maybe they're waiting for more evidence to appear. Maybe there's something that they're interested in and they're not ready to close that report yet.
Yeah, Sarah, and that's what I wanted to know from you, any kind of timeline, because now that that is out there, it's the big elephant in the room, and it almost delegitimizes or hangs, as you said, a cloud over the Trump presidency. Is there any way to speed it up? Is there any, or can they take literally 4 years and this hangs over his presidency for 4 years?
Mary, that's something that I do not know. These investigations do last a long time before they issue a final report. Could he be pushed again by lawmakers to come out and publicly disclose? I don't know. I mean, that's something that they could discuss, behind the scenes and try to get him to come forward and reveal this if it is going to last several years. I mean, from what we have been told is that they have found no collusion, that they did look at a number of things. One of the things they looked at, which was not connected to the FISA, which is different. The FISA was the overall investigation into Russia. Mm-hmm. Remember, they've been investigating Russia since Robert Hansen in the 1990s. I mean, this is nothing new, right? I mean, we are constantly monitoring Russian activities and in the past Soviet activities. So what is new is that they did look at a server. It was a traditional investigation by require FISA, a server that was registered to Trump Tower.
Right.
And those pings between Trump Tower server and Russia, they didn't find anything. So that was put to the side.
Can I,
it looks like this investigation has expanded.
Right. I want to jump in and add, the other thing that happened was they said that, as far as we know, President Obama did not reach out and say wiretap Trump Tower. They knocked that down. But then
Correct.
There was this line of questioning from Trey Gowdy, mm-hmm. and I want to just play part of this. Trey Gowdy, who was asking, why was Michael Flynn unmasked? I mean, if this was an intercept that was a normal course of our national security apparatus that records and targets certain foreign leaders, if this was an intercept that involved Michael Flynn, his name should have been protected. His name should not have become known. And here's a little bit of Trey Gowdy.
Well, I think, Director Comey, given the fact that you and I agree this is critical, vital, indispensable, a similar program is coming up for reauthorization this fall with a pretty strong headwind right now, it would be nice to know the universe of people who have the power to unmask a U.S. citizen's name.
And that was a pretty good question, I thought.
Excellent question, and it's at the heart of everything here. The fact that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's name, the former National Security Advisor to President Trump, was disclosed is so significant because the FISAs are so well guarded. Because that is that we have this expansive surveillance, and these FISAs are taking in all these phone calls, right? I mean, from all over the world, foreign leaders. So anytime someone makes a phone call, even President Trump, when he was candidate Trump then, made a phone call to a foreign leader, there's a good chance that that foreign leader's phone call was intercepted with his name unmasked. Who else was unmasked? And who else saw that? And who unmasked them? And, I mean, this is a serious violation. It's a felony under the Espionage Act to leak this type of classified information. And if, as Trey Gowdy says, and my sources say, that these are high-level officials, and as was reported in the Washington Post, senior officials, and as was reported in the New York Times, senior officials that validated this, and someone who unmasked his name, that's a felony punishable up to 10 years in prison under the Espionage Act.
And Trey Gowdy went on to name some of the people that it could have been.
He named six people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he named quite a few people, and as you know, Admiral Mike also said there were 20 people within the NSA, within the community that could unmask them, and there's even more in other agencies.
All right. Well, we're going to have to.
Director Brennan of the CIA. He named Susan Rice. Yeah. He named Ben Rhodes. And there are many more.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Sarah Carter
Thank
with
you.
Circa. By the way, I'm a big fan of Circa. I think they really report news in a very even and unslanted way. It's who, what, when, where, and why, and good stuff. And if you're not familiar with it, you should look it up. Sarah Carter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian and Mary.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.